in saving our planet? Join the Apps of Plant 100 Free School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at apsa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. Even see the try. Your story matters. Absa.
The headline. Government issues travel and security advice to international in the Middle East. Gambia seeks global support from land governance missions. In global news, Israel and Iran exchange fresh attacks after Iran supreme leader Khamenei sued. Presenting to you the main news, Kaunga Chawe and
Ethan Mwanza.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation has issued a travel and security advisory to Zambian nationals residing in or visiting the Gulf region following ongoing security incidents in the parts of the Middle East. In a statement, the ministry has advised affected citizens to exercise heightened caution as authorities continue to monitor the development. The advisory also calls on Zambians in affected areas to remain vigilant. Stay indoors where possible and avoid traveling near military installations or key government infrastructure, and encourage to maintain regular contact with the nearest Zambian diplomatic mission for purposes of registration and assistance. Government says it is working closely with regional authorities and Zambian diplomatic missions to closely track the situation and will issue further updates as necessary. The Gulf region refers to the country bordering the Persian Gulf in the Middle East, which includes Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, Qatar, among others.
Zambia's ambassador to Brazil, Sitali Oluwuzi, retired, says in spite of 94% of land being under customary tenure and benefiting more than 20 million citizens, the absence of formal documentation for farmers has prevented meaningful participation in regional markets. Delivering Zambia's presentation under the global theme, Land to Work, Land for Food, Land for Life, Ambassador Oluwuzi stressed that the lack of formal titles restricts smallholders' ability to use land as collateral, limiting access to credit, imports and mechanization that are important for scaling production and entering regional value chains. He also disclosed that Zambia has prioritized farm block development and targeted the empowerment measures and plans to digitize the national land registry, issue for formal titles to smallholders, and aimed the lands at to better protect smallholders' interests and unlock financing for rural producers. Ambassador Oluwuzi emphasized that the country's reforms must be supported by stronger multilateral monitoring mechanisms and increased international financing to accelerate land tightening and government reforms. He was speaking when he represented President Hakainde Hichilema at the second International Conference on Agrarian Reform and Rural Development in Colombia.
The IBA has called on broadcasting stations countrywide to tighten measures that safeguard children from harmful content. As the world observes the International Children's Day of Broadcasting, ICDB, which falls on the 5th March annually, IBA Director General Webster Malido says broadcasters must align programming with standards that protect the integrity, welfare, and development of children. Mr. Malido advised that all programs which endanger a child's development must be carefully classified and scheduled to minimize access by minors and pay attention to the privacy and dignity of children in news and other programming. Just that protecting children requires practical editorial decisions and clear classification of content. This year's International Children's Day of Broadcasting is being commemorated under the theme Safeguarding Children in Media and Beyond.
We at the Independent Broadcasting Authority are calling on broadcast stations across the country to strengthen measures that safeguard children from harmful content as the world commemorates this year's International Children's Day of Broadcasting. This year's commemoration is being held under the theme Safeguarding Children in Media and Beyond, a call that directly aligns with the IBA's mandate of ensuring that content aired on radio and television protects the integrity, welfare, and development of minors.
The Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, ZACCI, has urged government to put in place strong safeguards to protect local businesses from possible mistreatment by foreign nationals allegedly forming cartels to reclassify foreign-owned companies as local ahead of the full execution of the local content law in June this year. ZACCI President Anthony Kavade has told Finnish News that local firms face a high risk of manipulation unless staff refutation and enforcement mechanisms are put in place. He says private sector actors are allegedly relying to meet the law's requirements, but warned that capacity gaps and loopholes could be exploited without safeguards. Mr. Kavade emphasizes the need for government to establish clear ownership verification procedures, transparent monitoring arrangements, and an independent oversight framework to prevent state reclassification of companies.
There are fears at the moment that this law can be manipulated. There could be fraud. People coming up, just all of a sudden, they were a foreign company, now they become a local company. How and why? So we really need to align ourselves, and most importantly as well, this local content should be viewed in the sense of this country developing, because you empower the locals, then you have more jobs, you have money staying in this country. That's the only way we are also going to industrialize as a country, and that is how a nation grows, if you empower your own locals.
Gender officer Pamela Sanda says efforts to combat gender-based violence will be more effective if learning commonly perceived as perpetrators are transformed into champions for change for the community they live in. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Sanda disclosed that the mining company has launched a collaborative program that brings men and boys into anti-GBV work to create peer champions who can influence attitudes and norms across different social settings. She says the approach is to connect champions across livelihoods and social groups so that lessons learned in one locality can be replicated elsewhere, thereby amplifying impact. Ms. Sanda urged other stakeholders and community leaders to join the effort to ensure that in the case, interventions translate into measurable reductions in GBV and sustainable social change.
We believe the fight against GBV cannot be won by one side to look at the whole issue. So we need to involve everybody. Even now, the UN guidelines are saying no one should be left behind the perpetrators. So we want to change that name of the perpetrators to champions of against GBV. So that's why we've also recruited young men in the society so that they can inspire their fellow young people. It's different when it's an older man talking to the younger audience, because they do not relate at their level. We're coming in just to need support and roll out the program, because fighting in silos will not help us.
We take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM.
What you doing?
Taking flight on air and online.
In global news, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei